This is Lubbock's First News. One of the big issues that's going to be pending coming up is an $85.2 million proposed bond for the Friendship Independent School District. And we've got on the line Superintendent of Friendship Schools, Dr. David Vreeland. Good morning. Welcome to the program, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you. I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me on the air.
You bet. Now, Laura Mack, sitting here across the tables, a little bit upset because they've lost one of their coaches from Cooper to Friendship. But I guess
I guess that means
you guys are doing good over there.
Well, we're very pleased with Coach Hilliard and that hire, and we know he'll do well for us and take us to another level.
He will. He's awesome. He's a great guy.
You know, but all that stuff gets kind of sucked into. It just gets caught up in the current of the growth process.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a bond election means that your school district is growing. Tell us about the growth that your district is experiencing.
Absolutely. Actually, this year has been a very unusual year. Typically, we'll hit our high number sometime in October. This year, we actually hit our high enrollment number in January.
You think it's the high enrollment number. It still may come.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely true. We're actually just today, just roughly 10 or 12 away from that high number. So what's happened in Friendship is that we have grown this year roughly 430 students day to day, this year on this day compared to last year on the same day. That's a remarkable thing because typically we'll lose about 100 students. You know, the mobility that occurs, people graduate early or move. But this year we've replaced them as they've graduated early and moved. And that really speaks volumes about what's coming. Our demographer says we're looking at roughly 400 plus students for the next, 5 or 6 years. You don't want to project past that. I think the more interesting number is our fifth grade through eighth grade is roughly 2,600 students right now. Mm-hmm. Without any further growth, that class will exceed the capacity of our high school by 2017.
Wow. There's a lot that is proposed in this particular bond. There are some people that have some concerns and say, well, why not just build another high school now? Why wait? If in fact those numbers, you're growing that rapidly, I mean, bite the bullet and just do it.
Well, there are a couple of reasons why not. First and foremost is our community. We went through a process of investigating different high school configurations, both in relationship to their cost, both the building construction as well as ongoing maintenance and operation cost, educational advantage, and we came to our community and asked them, what is it you would prefer? Our community has been loud and clear about it. They want to maintain a one high school structure for a little while longer. Now, some people think it's inevitable we'll need another high school. I can't say that because I can't look past 5 years of demographic data and say for sure we're going to continue to grow at that rate. But we have designed this ninth grade center to be expandable in the future. If a future school board, future community, future superintendent want to create a 9-10 center, they can. Or we have purchased land in the north already for another high school site. And by future, I'm talking way down the road, somewhere 20, 30 or longer. The other thing I would say is a brand new high school, and people need to understand this, that's an $85 to $100 million proposition by itself.
Right.
And a $2 to $3 million annual cost to our budget. And so that's something that's somewhat prohibitive, to be honest. Whereas the ninth grade center, we're looking at $35 million and probably another additional $500,000 a year to our budget.
Right.
With the chance to expand it later.
Correct. Hey, if the community wants to do that, or even if it needs to occur.
Dr. Vreeland, if you can hang on with us, we'll dig a little bit deeper here in just a minute after the break. Can you hang with us?
Absolutely.
All right, good. Good morning. It is 7:43. Lubbock's First News, 7:47 with Collins Mack. It's Thursday. Continuing our conversation with Dr. David Vreeland, Superintendent of Schools, Friendship Independent School District. Welcome back to the program, David. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Now we're talking about the growth and just the rapidity of growth, and you guys are just kind of busting at the seams. And when all that stuff happens, people, there are always concerns that surface, and they're legitimate, But a lot of times, the answers are there, but people just don't see the forest for the conglomeration of the trees.
Yeah, it was some of the major projects that you have going on associated with this bond package are, of course, updates or more elementary campuses, technology and security. But before we get to that, we were talking about the ninth grade center. Some people have expressed concerns about kids walking across FM 179 to get back and forth to band and athletics, and do you have any plans to help that process?
Actually, the construction of the ninth grade center by itself will help that. Currently, our students cross 179 as the athletic facilities are on the other side of 179 from the high school, and there's also a parking lot there. Of course, we have a crossing attendant that we use, but with the addition of the ninth grade center, we're going to have fewer students crossing. And our parents who drop off on the parking lot across the street will no longer be doing that because they'll be dropping their ninth graders on the proper side of the street. With band, we're actually planning to shuttle those band kids from the back side of the high school over to the ninth grade center. So we're actually predicting that we'll reduce the number of foot traffic, the amount of foot traffic, that is.
I've got a great idea. How about a monorail?
Yeah. Could you put that into the bond election?
It's the Friendship ISD monorail.
No, I'm not looking forward to that idea. Yeah. So.
Tell us about the elementary campus part of the bond package.
You know, the ninth grade center is what people like to talk about, but the truth is the elementary school is our most pressing need, especially in the South. As you know, we're opening an elementary school, Legacy Elementary, this coming year. To help us in the north with Northridge Elementary, which is on the north part of the district, and Westwind, which is in the central part of the district. But in the south part of the district, where we've got Crestview off of 82nd and Oak Ridge, Milwaukee and 82nd, and then Bennett in Wolfirth proper, Bennett is already exceeding capacity, and those two other schools I mentioned will be at or exceeding capacity by 2016, 2017. The most important thing we need to do is get busy constructing an elementary school in the South so we can open that in 2017 to reduce the amount of pressure on those schools in the South. So that really, for me, is one of the most vital things we are going to do. And I kind of want to inform the listeners that we're also going to be building those buildings bigger. The only way we can slow down our rate of construction against the demands of growth is to actually build those buildings a little bit bigger. And so, you know, That's some of the steps we're going to take to try to reduce the amount of bond calls we'll need to make in the future as well.
Five-bedroom house.
Yeah. And another big portion of this package is technology and security upgrades. What do you have in mind for that?
On the security side of things, what we want to do is go to keyless entry systems at all of our buildings. That will help us know that our buildings are secure at all times because it's communicated to the principal when a door is not closed properly. Also putting camera systems at all of our exits. I think by doing that, we can secure our high school better and secure all of our elementaries and junior highs to the level we're doing with our new schools. On the technology side of things, which is very exciting, we've been working on a program called 0.5-1 Infusing the 4 C's for a number of years now. We started it in math this year, seeing great results, and it involves technology tools, but also a different focus instructionally. The end result has been fascinating so far. I'll just share a quick story of a girl from Terra Vista who failed the first 36 weeks of math this year. We introduced it at spring break, and she nearly got an A in her first 6 weeks. It's an engaging environment that taps into how kids learn today. We want to infuse that technology and seating structure, learning structure, that is, in all of our classrooms if we can.
Nice. Dr. Vreeland, hang with us again, if you would. We're going to go to the break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the capital improvements, and had a drive-by call wanting to know about payout after interest after the whole thing's paid off. It's 7:52. Good morning. We'll be back. 7:57. This is Lubbock's First News. Good morning. How are you? We are talking with Dr. David Vreeland. He's the superintendent of schools. Friendship Independent School District. Of course, what we got is $85.2 million bond election. Dr. Vreeland had a drive-by call. Somebody wanted to know what the total payout after interest was going to be on this bond.
Well, you know, I really can't answer that at this time, but I can kind of give you a layout of why and what we're projecting. We're calling an $85 million bond issue where the payout is determined on your total taxable value as a district and as you continue to grow. For example, right now we're saying we could go to 4 pennies, but we learned yesterday we're probably not going to have to go to a full 4 pennies for the project. Because our values have increased due to commercial growth in our district that you have seen. So, you know, we're looking at a 25 to 30 year bond, process. And typically, you know, you're looking at, you know, gosh, I'd hate to say because rates vary.
But when you're talking about 4 full pennies, you're talking about 4 cents per $100 valuation?
Correct.
Okay.
And so the impact on a taxpayer, of a $100,000 home with this is $34 added to their tax bill a year. And so really that's probably the best way I could talk about it. I'd hesitate to say this is going to be the total payout because I can't predict the rates of the future.
Right, I get it. Now, this is interesting. You guys are jumping up to 6A, and being that I'm very interested and always have been, probably always will be interested in soccer, man, you got some cool stuff going on over here. Nobody's ever done it before in this area.
Yeah, you know, what we're trying to do is when we put our ninth grade center on site, it will go over some practice fields and our current grass soccer fields that are really fairly new and not very well sustained due to the drought. One of the things we want to do is to put in some turf fields that will be used both for our varsity and junior varsity programs as well as community. And one of the things we're looking at is the continued growth of soccer. And so two of these fields will be dual-use soccer, one will be soccer only. And very excited about being able to play tournaments and our varsity games there, as well as develop a youth league and friendship.
Yeah, Bobby Davis was still in the saddle. He could smoke the peace pipe with the soccer people.
You know, I've been pleased with Athletic Director Brad Davis. He's done a great job of nurturing this program along. And as you know, we've made the playoffs in our
right.
First two varsity seasons. And our girls are playing tonight up in Amarillo in the next round of the playoffs.
That's awesome. Gary Joy is the coach over there. Hey, Dr. David Ruland, Superintendent of Schools Friendship ISD, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Have a fantastic day.